There's actually a very large percentage of the student body that is unsaved. One fun interaction that I had was actually in MDA. I was getting lunch and I was just there, and so I was like, it's really crowded, so I'll just pick a table to sit at. And so I ended up sitting down at a table with another student and just talking to them. And in the course of the conversation, they brought up that they were atheists. And I'm like, well, why? And so from there, like, I got to talk to them about why they believed what they believed and share the gospel. And so I enjoy those kinds of opportunities on this campus, that I have the freedom to do that, right, and not risk, you know, being in a lot of major trouble for it, which I would still probably do. But it's nice to have that freedom as well.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Leah Brewer transferred to HBU after earning her associate's degree from Coastal Bend College in Beeville, Texas. She's been involved throughout the university as a student worker and as a participant in campus recreation, intramural sports, the Navigators, and Baptist Student Ministry. Welcome, Leah.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Okay. And what year?
I am technically classified as a junior, but I switched my degree to nursing this semester. I was a philosophy major, which I still love, and I'm still involved in a philosophy club and apologetics club. But because I switched, I'll graduate in 2 years instead of next May.
And so a young lady who's interested in philosophy who switches to nursing, you're a thinker, aren't you?
I do love knowledge. So very much the definition of philosophy. I love information, which helps with the nursing classes that I'm taking because they're very information dense. But as to the particular choice, I'm very dedicated to my faith. And so what I actually enjoy is apologetics, but HBU only offers a master's in apologetics. And so instead of getting my undergrad in philosophy, what I decided was to go for something that would give me the ability to interact with many people every day, also the opportunity for medical missions down the road, and also just a stable line of work. So that way in the future, if I have the opportunity to come back and get my master's in apologetics, I can do that.
Why are you interested in apologetics?
Because I believe that reason is on the side of faith, very much so, actually. So like the more that I delve into the sciences and in nursing, like taking chemistry and microbiology, the more I look into those things, the more I see this incredible, just an unimaginable scope of complexity and information. And so because of all of those things and other arguments, I think that creation itself cries out that there is a creator. And so with all of it, I'm very much evangelistic in the way that I look at the world. And so I like apologetics because I think it is a good tool for convincing people to at least consider that there is a God in heaven who loves them.
Where did you go to high school?
I was homeschooled.
Homeschooled. Tell me about your mom and dad.
My father's name is Jeff Brewer. He's the director of development at the South Texas Children's Home Ministries.
Oh, cool.
He actually has undergrad, I'm sorry, is in vocal performance. Actually, he taught all of us to sing. I actually performed in Husky Review this semester.
Cool.
I ended up singing, and I actually won, interestingly enough. Didn't see that one coming. My mother, her major is in English and a minor in Spanish because she is Hispanic. And so she homeschooled all of us growing up. And so I was homeschooled from kindergarten through high school.
Do you feel like singing for a minute?
What would you like me to sing?
Anything.
I can try. I'm not sure how good it's going to sound right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And the chorus.
You got a beautiful voice.
Thanks. Sorry. Didn't see that one coming, I'll
no,
be honest.
No, I like that. I like that. Obviously, your mom and dad really passed Christian faith on to you and helped nurture it, didn't they?
They were very much committed to us pursuing the reasons behind what we believe. And so I think a common issue among Christian households is children simply take on the faith of their parents as something that they're like grandfathered into. Whereas our parents were like, no, if you are going to believe this, and we think you should because we think it's true and these are our reasons why, you ought to know why you believe what you believe and be able to defend it.
So true. And yet many young people today can't do that, can they?
No. And I'll be honest, I probably cannot well defend everything that I believe in terms of, like, I don't know, political views and all that, just because I have a limited basis of knowledge as a human being.
Right.
But as far as it depends on me, I try to have good reasons behind what I believe.
And so you transferred with an associate's degree from Coastal Bend College in Beeville. Yes. Why'd you come to HBU?
So, a multitude of reasons. One, I was able to be here a good deal because my brother Philip actually graduated from here with a degree in philosophy.
He did.
And he was also pre-med. He's actually about to enter his last year of medical school.
Really?
Yeah, he's ridiculous, incredibly intelligent, brilliant human being. but while he was here, I was able like to come and visit and talk to other students and faculty. And so in doing that, I found there to be a very strong basis in faith, a very strong Christian worldview. And at the time, entering as a philosophy major, if I was going to get a degree in philosophy, I wanted it to be from a strong Christian perspective. That is still true in my classes as a nursing major, but it was especially a deep concern of mine as a philosophy major.
And then why the switch from philosophy to nursing?
Well, because I wanted to do apologetics, but it's only offered as an undergrad, and so doing nursing, it gives me the ability to, one, do evangelism, because talking to people on a daily basis, medical missions, and also a sound, just job situation, should I have the opportunity to come back and get my master's in apologetics.
You've got it all figured. How old are you?
21.
21.
Don't have it all figured out, though. There are tentative plans. God can change this as he wills.
Yeah, right.
If I become a nurse, it is indeed an act of God, because there's been so many hurdles up until this point that have been removed one after the other.
We have an amazing nursing program at HBU.
You do.
And
it's true.
The faculty is a standout. It's not an easy program, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's supposed to be one of the most difficult programs here. And I haven't started the program yet. I've actually been accepted for the fall of this coming fall.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Those are very coveted spots.
Yep. And it is contingent upon me completing anatomy and physiology 1 and 2 in the summer, which I'm actually currently working on getting approved because I'm going to take them off campus because I'm going to be home and I live 3 hours from here.
And you live where?
Beeville, actually. Beeville. Well, 10 minutes outside of Beeville.
And so where is Beeville?
Do you know where Victoria is?
Uh-huh.
All right, if you keep going down another hour, down 59, another hour, you'll hit Beeville, mm-hmm. Run right into it.
Young people that check out HBU, mm-hmm. and they're wondering about what Christian college to go to, why would you tell them to come to HBU?
Well, based on my experience, I think it is a very well-grounded university doctrine-wise. Also, there's several or many different denominations of professors here. And I've had Catholic professors, Protestant professors, all different kinds, and I thoroughly enjoy getting to know them all. And so from that perspective, I think it is very rich in its diversity in that sense, and also very solid in its foundation. So there is no fear at HBU of, being Christian, as a lot of other Christian universities have kind of backed off from their Christian roots, and they're mainly Christian in name. HBU is very much Christian in action as well.
And HBU's tenacious commitment to its Christian premise excites you, right?
Yeah, it does, and it also, I think, evokes a higher amount of excellence in its programs, which I think is why it has such an excellent nursing program and other programs, because if you are indeed working for the glory of God in everything that you do, that includes academics.
Right, and working for the glory of God gets the very best out of us. You know, it's tragically, you know, history records that the Ivy League schools, that everybody feels like if I could only go to Harvard or Yale, I would make it in the world, which has been patently disproven. But all those began as Christian institutions.
As did many hospitals, orphanages,
right.
All of those things.
So when you engaged at Baptist Student Ministries here at HBU, or Navigators, what kind of spiritual experiences have you had while you had your academic training at HBU?
It's been a lot of fun, actually. I've had several opportunities to get to speak to non-believing students and have evangelistic conversations with them. There's actually a very large percentage of the student body that is unsaved. One fun interaction that I had was actually an MDA. I was getting lunch and I was just there, and so I was like, it's really crowded, so I'll just pick a table to sit at. And so I ended up sitting down at a table with another student and just talking to them. And in the course of the conversation, they brought up that they were atheists. And I'm like, well, why? And so from there, like, I got to talk to them about why they believed what they believed and share the gospel. And so I enjoy those kinds of opportunities on this campus, so that I have the freedom to do that,
right.
And not risk, you know, being in a lot of major trouble for it, which I would still probably do. But it's nice to have that freedom as well.
Yeah, I saw a clip the other day of a conservative speaking on a university campus who just mentioned that male and female and that the mm-hmm. distinctions of the genders, and it almost created a riot in the classroom.
It's insane. It's such a basic reality.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's the era that we're in. So as a 21-year-old, you've embraced faith in Jesus Christ. So career-wise, where do you see yourself 10 years, 20 years from now?
That one is a lot harder to answer, just because there are so many different areas that you can go into in nursing. So I would enjoy becoming a nurse practitioner down the line. I think working as an ER nurse or a surgical nurse would be really, really interesting, as well as doing things like home health care or being a midwife, which you can do from, mm-hmm. from a nursing degree. Because I do love children. I have a lot of children in my life. I have 14 nieces and nephews because all of my siblings are older than me and are like married and having kids. So I love children, so I would enjoy that as well.
Leah Brewer, you give hope to those of us who are looking for young people to take it to the next generation.
No pressure.
The reality is, though, one is a majority when that one is committed to God. And I want to just encourage those of you that check out HBU because of everything it offers, hbu.edu/admissions, or you can call 281-649-3211. And it is all of the partners of HBU, men and women that believe in that confessional statement that we've embraced, that Jesus Christ is Lord. So mm-hmm. every faculty member who gets hired mm-hmm. if they are a believer.
Yeah.
And if they embrace that confessional statement.
Which is a very comforting thing coming in.
It is, because, and I'll tell you why it is, in my opinion, is that so many kids, we know, go to a university, and a large percentage, whether it's 75% or 80%, raised in church,
yeah.
go to a university, and they never go back to church.
Yeah.
And they generally get under a professor who starts nailing them.
And a lot of that is because they grow up simply casually believing what they're brought up in church without understanding what or why they believe it. And then they're suddenly bombarded with all these arguments from the world, which have answers. They do. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't know the questions and they don't know the answers. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, if there's all of this disagreement, then obviously this must be false, which is not the case.
Right.
They just don't have the foundation to really defend their faith if they even have it at all.
Just before we close, the one faculty member that's been most inspiring to you here at HBU, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I really like all of my professors.
And I don't know.
the professors at HBU, why do you like them? What's so special about them?
One, I think they're all very committed and strong and mature believers. Mm-hmm. They're all very much committed to their students understanding and learning their material, and just very much involved in the community on campus. So for instance, one of my professors from last semester actually wrote my letter of recommendation for a scholarship that I'm hoping to get for next year, and other of my professors have been involved in like helping me try to sort out what's going on with like changing my degree.
Right.
The pre-nursing advisor has been phenomenal in helping me through all of this, and so just they are very committed to the community around them and affecting
me. Is there a standout just before we close?
Gosh, I don't know. All of them have helped me in really different ways. Man, that's a tough one.
Well, we'll let you think about it.
I don't know.
Okay. We've been talking to Leah Brewer.
It is Leah.
What encouragement a girl like this gives for tomorrow. You can learn more at hbu.edu/admissions. Come be a part of the HBU family. Find your place. And a career that will be absolutely life-changing, like Leah's. Thank you, Leah.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.